And so we worship on December 21st and come together in this longest night service. The earliest Christians were very intentional about where they placed Christmas. December 25th is not actually Jesus' birthday. They put it there on purpose. December 21st is the longest night of the year. Then for 3 days, it's as if the sun doesn't move. The nights are the same length, and the days are the same length. But it is on the 25th that you can begin to see that the days are now beginning to get longer, and the nights are beginning to get shorter. The earliest Christians very intentionally were celebrating the birth of the new year, the birth of longer days returning, the birth of the sun. Inside of this time, we recognize that you and I live in the darkest time. And so it's a very valid question to have anybody ask you seriously, how are you? And so that's what I would ask you tonight. How are you? It's been a long year. It's been a difficult year. For many of us, it's been a brutal year. And in the midst of this, it can be so hard to face the joy and the happiness and the lights and the party of Christmas, especially if you're having to do it without the special people in your life this year. December 21st, the longest night. What does it take for those of us who say that we follow Jesus Christ? What does it take for us to shatter the darkness also? We listen to these words that come from the gospel according to John earlier in the worship tonight. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was life, and the life was the light, the light, the light. I grew up with a father who had served in the Korean War. And one of his favorite stories to tell me was this. Dad had served in the army. He served in the artillery, and he served in multiple positions. One of the jobs that he has was as a truck driver. And one of the things that they did was to learn how to moon run. Now, he taught us to do this when we were young drivers. What they were taught was that when he was driving truck in Korea late at night, you wanted to do it without your headlights on, because your headlights on could be seen for miles and you would become a target of enemy shells. And so they learned to drive without their lights. There was a night when Dad was driving, and in that pitch darkness, as his lights were accustomed to the road and the darkness around him, all of a sudden, over him, the light shone, and the entire night was created into a brightness. But it was a misty brightness. As he drove down the road, he got closer to find out what was going on. It was a building project in the middle of the night. It was one of the battalions of engineers that was building a pontoon bridge across the river. And in order to do that, they needed light. The night was overcast. And so what the engineers had done was to take a huge spotlight. If you've ever seen these spotlights, you know, the ones that you see shining in Hollywood. Yeah. If you've ever seen one of these, they're very, very large, and the dish is coated with mirrors. But down in the center of it is a hole, and into that hole goes one lamp. It was a special lamp. It was a carbide lamp, which means that it burned carbide, and it burns very, very brightly. But it's not that big. It's not that big at all. And so you put that carbide lamp in the middle of the mirrors, you turn that on, and whoosh, all of that light focuses and beams upward, And on that night, as those engineers were working, that overcast sky was exactly what they needed. They took the cloud cover, they shone that lamp, that light, that beam up, and it flooded the entire area so they could work and get the bridge built. My dad loved to tell that story because in that, he always taught us that that lamp was like Jesus Christ in our life. It was the light that shone. But the light was nothing without the mirrors around it. Those mirrors are the people around us. We reflect Christ's light to each other. And when we reflect Christ's light, it is shown out into the world, even on the most overcast nights. Even in the middle of the night, even in the midst of the overcast, that light shows. Welcome to December 21st, the longest night of the year. In a year that has been so incredibly difficult, I invite you to keep your eyes on Christ. Just in the gentleness, in the quietness. It's not something that you need to run out and try to find. It's not something that requires a huge effort. No, no, no. Actually, it's just the opposite. Sit still. Just breathe. Just be quiet. You don't have to fix this year. You don't have to worry. You don't have to try to be happy in the midst of all of this. Just be still. Just breathe. And let that light of Christ shine. Let it be reflected off of others. Let it be reflected off of you for others. But let the light shine. And in this year, as we all seek to recover, simply let that light of Christ flood into your life. Let it be. Let it be. In Christ's name, amen. Let me pray for you. Lord, I lift up each and every person who is watching on this night and ask that in the quietness of their lives that you would meet them right where they're at. Lord, we pray for all the disappointments and the heartaches that this year have brought. We pray for the frustrations and the anger. We pray, Lord, for all the things that have pulled us off center in faith, and ask that you would now continue to be the one who guides us. Lord, shine your light that we might see the way. In Jesus' name, amen.